Dear students on homilies, I hope you are enjoying these subjects and it will be put into practice in the later days as you are ministering God's word, and we will be looking into lesson 5th, the application. Application is the most important practical element of an expository message. A sermon is preached for practical results. Hence, the paramount importance of application. Application is the life and feeling of the message. Bible is to be lived and felt. Application gives expository preaching purpose, and an expositor always ponders about the application of his message. Definition: application is the process by which the divine truth of the proclaimed word is brought to relevancy to a person's everyday life so as to demand a response from him. Application is the task of relating what God has said to modern man. This task involves working with the theological, historical and cultural factors. When we look at the application, it is through the application of a message that the preacher relates to his congregation. Application makes the sermon relevant, the meaning and the significance of the truth to be applied must be delivered from the text itself. Application should meet the needs of the congregation. A short expository sermon will always combine explanation of the passage and relationship to its application. Application should be made on the meaning of the text to its original audience and commonly they share with the present audience. Consideration of the life setting of the passage and its relationship to the needs of our times decides the applicational factor in a sermon. For proper application, we need to determine what is normative for today. So we must be careful not to generalize for today everything that happened in Bible times. This is especially true in narrative passage of the Bible, which report experience peculiar to individuals in their isolated cases. Because God has done something in the past for an individual does not mean we can expect them to do the same for us. We must see if the principle in the passage is taught elsewhere. If what happened to someone in Bible times is considered normative for all believers, it must be in harmony with what is taught elsewhere in Scripture. In an expository sermon, the expositor is mindful of the original readers, circumstance and purpose of the selected passage. At the same time, in the course of his exposition, he wants to move away from the original circumstance to contemporary circumstances. It is in this movement that he makes relevant applications. In the procedure of applying the passage to the needs of the congregation, Liefeld notes 4 principles. Number 1, consider which is of the needs we are aware of true correspond to the original purpose and function of the passage chosen. 2, prayerfully determine what message God deserves to convey through your ministry at this time. 3, in faith, decide what objectives you can trust God to fulfill through this passage. 4, construct the message, making sure that the original intention and balance of the passage is no way disturbed by your application. Now, the application answered the question, principles of making application. Application is to make the test and nest alive in contemporary life. Biblical exposition without application leads to spiritual perception. Build application on sound exegesis and interpretation. Relate the sermon to basic human problems and needs. Determine what is normative for today. Let the application probably answer the question, so what? Make the application specific or definite. It must not be vague and hazy. Application should be derived from the big idea or central proposition of the sermon. Now, the time for the application to be made. Application is not conclusion. Do not wait till the conclusion to make the application. The main application truth may be highlighted in the conclusion. Application is made in connection with each spiritual truth discussed. Sometimes application is made at the close of each subdivision or at the end of each main division. Let the truth expounded be applied as the sermon progresses. When there is a sustained argument where each part is incomplete until the whole is presented, it is better to reserve the application until the end. Thank you for listening to these subjects. I will have a word of prayer for you. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary. We appreciate for your great love in our life. Lord, as the students are listening to these lessons, help them to put into practice so that they will be an effective communicator and they will be present in the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone in the world. Lord, give us good skills and give us encouragement through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we will be so deep in the Word of God and the revelation of God's Word. Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity in learning God's Word through the God-given medias today in the world. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.